no reasonable person would expect more than what ZEC is doing at the moment. They are clearly being sabotaged by MDCT, by Finance Minister Tendai-Biti, for political purposes, for purposes of delaying the election, for purposes of trying to buy more time for the Movement for Democratic Change, which has been exposed over the last 4 years as a corrupt party, as a party that has no ideology, a party that has scandalous leadership, and a party that has been confirmed consistently by even independent polls to be a party that is very unlikely to win in the forthcoming election. So it's obviously a partisan move by the MDCT, which is not doing any good to the country of Zimbabwe, which is not doing any good to the welfare of our people, because the unity government must go. We've had a lot of disagreements in the unity government on the ideological level, on even crucial issues that would be helpful to the advancement of the welfare of our people. It's very unfortunate that BT has chosen to act in this way, but we've got a very clear and principled leader in President Robert Mugabe. I know that he will do everything in his power to make sure that we have the necessary resources, sufficient monies to enable ZEC to do its functions properly, efficiently, and timeously. What the MDCT is trying to do, they will not win, because we have the interests of this country at heart. We will work around that, around achieving that. And that is what I know. We will not be derailed in achieving a total economic independence by a party that is fearful of elections, a party that is desperate to make sure that they maintain the status quo of thieving and of working towards personal aggrandizement, when in fact they should be working towards advancing the aspirations of our people.
Mr. Shizai, do you agree with what Mr. Masiwisa is saying, that your party as the MDC is scared of elections, and that Mr. Biti is deliberately not funding or not giving ZEC the resources that it requires?
Zimbabwe is on the dawn of a new era where people of Zimbabwe will enjoy maximum dignity, where they will enjoy their total freedoms, where they will live lives of such quality as commensurate with the resources of this nation. But all that is required is a credible election. And the electoral process begins with voter registration. And at the moment, this is not happening as efficiently, as satisfactorily as we would want, mainly because of the partisan nature of TAFAS in ZEC. As you would know, ZEC is impregnated with the CIOs and partisan staff. This is why, if you look at the published mobile voter registration stations in the process that's taking place at the moment, you'll find SQ, where ZANU-PF foolishly believe that they have got support, such places as Mashonaland West. There are four times as many registration stations as in Masingo, where the MDC is ruling the roost, in Manicaland, in Bulawayo, in Harare.
Still on the issue of resources, coming to you, Mr. Masiwisa, we know that Zimbabwe does not have enough funds to run an election, this crucial election that everyone is expecting to be called this year. And yesterday we saw the EU coming up and saying they are willing to offer Zimbabwe those resources. What does your party think about that?
Well, who says Zimbabwe does not have sufficient money? The Treasury has money, at least reasonable amounts, to make sure that we go through the process of registration. This election is inescapable. It cannot be delayed beyond June 29. That's the constitutional position. But should the day come when we come to the conclusion that we are unable to fund this coming election, yes, there's nothing stopping us from looking abroad and looking to possible donors. But those people should not give us conditions that will hamper our independence and sovereignty. We're an independent country. We do not appreciate it when people begin to tell us that we will only lend you monies on the basis or on condition that we'll be observers in an election, or all kinds of nonsensical things. We will not, be agreeable to those things.
And Mr. Shizai, your opinion as the MDC as to what the EU said yesterday, and in terms of what Mrs. Masiwisa is saying, that ZANU-PF would not accept money with conditions?
It's foolish not to take advantage of your neighbors. It's foolish to deny the people of Zimbabwe their right to go and get registered to vote based on isms, based on perceptions, based on inexistent shadows. The EU will never come and vote in Zimbabwe. They can only assist us where we fall short.